First, though, a campaign which was started to find a bone marrow match for a Northampton teenager with leukemia is going from strength to strength. 15-year-old Matt Herbert has now had a successful bone marrow transplant, but the Matt's Match campaign is still encouraging people to sign up to the National Bone Marrow Register, and the charity's also bought vital equipment for Northampton General Hospital. Gary Hammersley is from the Matt's Match campaign. He's with me in the studio now. Hi, Gary.
Good morning.
How's Matt doing, first of all?
He's doing fine, actually. It's been 15 months since his transplant. He's been back at school full-time, you know, certainly all of this academic year. You know, so he's regularly watching, you know, his mates play rugby. He's a regular at the Saints. He's, you know, still having monthly checkups at Birmingham, but that's, you know,
brilliant.
That's normal. So no, he's doing really well, thank you.
And the campaign is still going despite the fact that Matt has had his bone marrow transplant. I think it's fair to say when it was set up, that was never the intention. Well, why have you decided to carry it on?
I suppose, you know, running the campaign, we attracted over 1,500 people to the Anthony Nolan bone marrow register, and we know that from that 1,500, we found four donors, four matches for people. So that's four people like Matt, you know, four families that have basically been given, I mean, quite literally, a new lease of life. You know, bone marrow transplant is last chance saloon.
And it's notoriously difficult to find bone marrow transplants. And we've spoken about this before when we've covered Matt's story. And it's because there are so many myths that having the tests are painful, that donating it is painful, that it's serious surgery. And they really are myths, aren't they?
They really are, yeah. I mean, the sort of the current approach to getting on the register, you know, our sort of catchphrase is, you know, it's just a spit.
Yeah.
And that literally is all you need to give now. You know, all the information, your DNA and so on, can be taken from a saliva sample. So it literally is as easy as, a spit in a pot.
And it's good to keep this going because there's momentum here. The Northampton Saints have been behind it. Matt's school has been behind it. There's been so many people in the local community that have supported the campaign. In fact, you've got another event to try and get people on the bone marrow register on Sunday, haven't you?
Absolutely, yeah. As you say, the community support for the work we were doing about a year ago was phenomenal, and it's great that, you know, it's people are still keen to support it. As you say, on Sunday we're at Long Buckby, and we went across to their rugby club, to the minors and juniors. You know, would you be interested, guys? Because, you know, actually we feel we've kind of saturated the market in Northampton itself, and they grabbed the opportunity, and they've been so supportive. They've promoted it really heavily in the Long Buckby area. They've got a big rugby festival going on Sunday. They're promoting it to that, and we're hoping that, you know, by working in a new community, there'll be a sort of surge of interest in it.
Well, let's hope it goes countywide. Let's hope it goes nationally eventually. The website is mattsmatch.co.uk. Is that the aim for the campaign then, to try and take it across the country, or are you going to stick at a local level supporting the Anthony Nolan Trust?
I think it's a step at a time. I mean, one of the things we were acutely conscious of a year ago, having the face of Matt and being about, you know, the local teenager, it did generate a huge amount of support, and we need to find out how far it can, you know, it can sort of survive and operate without that immediate link. But I say we're hoping, just to plug it again, that the session at Long Buckby on Sunday between 10 and 2 at the Cricket Pavilion will be really well supported. It's dead easy. It's just a spit.
10 till 2, Long Buckby Cricket Pavilion. That's Station Road in Long Buckby on Sunday at the 20th of March is where you need to go. The website is mattsmatch.co.uk. I'll put a link to that on Facebook during the 8 o'clock news. Gary Hammersley, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.